Got it. That's it. Mike, are you going to run the meeting?
If you want me to, I'm glad I will do it.
That's fine. It's only the two of us.
All right. If we could all stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Certainly.
6:04 p.m.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay.
Roll call. Commissioner Bartholomew.
Here.
Commissioner Leonard is absent tonight. And Commissioner Glode is here. Is there anyone here from the public? Is there anyone here from the public? Is there anyone here from the public? Seeing as there's no one here from the public, I'll close the public portion at this moment. We'll move on to additions, corrections, and adaption of the agenda.
I just have the agenda that I got in my email says April 10th on it.
It should be April 11th, yes.
Yeah, April 11th at the top. And then the first line, it should say April 11th.
Yes.
It was changed.
Jessica sent it, but I corrected it.
Thank you.
It was, so the one that was published is
correct. All right, thank you. All right, so then that's
and
not
Jessica's on the Jessica's on the meeting now too.
Yes. Here. Thank you. All right, so that's corrected. The other thing I had on number 10A, it's traffic authority. Didn't we approve that at the last meeting? Under number 10A?
Did we?
East End Hose, annual boot drives on Saturday, 17 September and 23 April.
Yes, we did. At Sodom Lane, and yes.
Yeah, so I don't think we need to have it on this one. Although there is a correspondence in here from April 6th from Patrolman Sixico, I don't know.
I think he might have added the rain date, maybe. Is that the only difference?
Well, we had it.
I think we had both. We had the original date and the rain date in last month's meeting.
Well, I'm not sure why it's coming on again. We can leave it and just address it then. And
yeah, we could do that.
All right. That's all. I'm done talking now. So there is no change, apparently. After all that.
Make a motion to those the agenda be adjusted as corrected.
Okay. I'll second it.
It's you and I.
All right. Favor.
Acceptance of the previous meetings minutes. Were you able to review them?
Yes, I'll make a motion. We accept those minutes.
I second that.
And all in favor, all of
aye.
Us.
Aye. old business. Is there any old business?
Okay. I have nothing.
Hey, Rich?
No, I just want, Jerry's not going to be here. There was, he talked about the accreditation, if you wanted to update us on that, but we can always do that next month.
Okay. Any new business? Any new business?
I don't have any.
No, I have nothing.
Department reports.
So just going through the reports real quickly, there's really nothing outstanding as far as the budget goes. We are back in line where we should be with our overtime. So it looks like we will hopefully be able to make the end of the year. So that's a good thing. And other than that, there's really nothing additional.
Awesome. Thank you. Seeing that there's no more new business.
I just had a question because there was correspondence in, over the last month about agreements. And then I don't know if that was supposed to be on here or not, or if that has to be done in executive session and we can't do it because it's a Zoom call. I'm not sure how that fits into our agenda.
I don't know about that either. I know that Commissioner Leonard sent a mail to our corporation counsel to inquire as to how to proceed. After this meeting, I will contact him to find out what's the status of that, as okay. we haven't received any update on that. But I know we have a time limit as to when we have to respond or make a judgment on it. So I think we definitely, it behooves us to try to get that done before that time passes, so we're not, when we do not miss that time frame.
Yeah, and then I don't know if we don't respond in time, does it automatically get approved, or does it automatically go to the next level? If it goes to the next level, it's not a big deal.
But yeah, I think that's what we have to find out.
What would occur is you are correct. The failure of your board to act just moves it on, gives them the right to move it on to step three, which is filing for formal arbitration. I don't know, there's actually two grievances now. I don't know exactly why they're not in here yet. I don't know if you guys have even been briefed on the second one, but it's very similar to the first. Okay. The bottom line is that I know the second one, we're still waiting on some guidance from Corp Counsel. So that could be why it hasn't been forwarded yet. But that one was... I believe that one was denied on the chief level as well. So that one most likely next month will come before you. But the one that was earlier, I really don't know what the status of that is.
Okay.
Thank you, Deputy Chief. Like I said, I will reach out to Commissioner Leonard to find out what's the status on that. And I'll in turn have him send out an email to all parties concerned so that they know where they stand with that grievance.
Outstanding. Thank you.
No problem. Okay. No more reports. Now we'll go to communications. Memorandum of agreement with intent of Sergeant Christopher Benanto to voluntarily retire, which shall commence terminal leave effective July 12th, 2022.
So yes. Yep. So that is, that's his official notification of retirement. The memorandum just basically outlines the amount of days that he has and the official dates that he will be leaving. Did the board vote on, for lack of a better term, accepting his retirement last month or the month before? I don't know if there's been any formal, I'm not sure any formal action is needed, but I'm not sure any formal actual action was taken.
We did not vote on the previous two sergeants' announcement of retirement either, did we, Rick?
I don't remember doing that. No, absolutely.
No, so I think this just follows its normal course, Deputy Chief.
Right. So the biggest thing is that once the commission is put on notice that they have filed their notice of intent, they have up until the day that they begin their terminal leave, I suppose, if they wanted to reconsider, but
rescind it. Yes.
Yeah. I don't think that's going to occur. So I guess this is nothing more than just passing the notice on to you.
Okay. Awesome. Thank you. So that brings us to three now. Did I lose count?
Three official and most likely a fourth by the first couple of days in June.
Wow.
Okay. But that one is not set in stone yet.
Awesome. Thank you. Okay. Next on the agenda is the traffic authority business. We spoke about this during last month's meeting. The East End Hose is to hold their annual boot drive on Saturday, April 23rd, 2022, with a rain date on Sunday, April 24th, April 2022, from the hours of 0800 to 1600 hours, which will be located on David Humphreys Road in Sodom Lane and Marshall Lane in Sodom Lane. I think we already gave this approval last month, if I'm not mistaken, Mr. Bartholomew, Commissioner Bartholomew. So I think we just have it on here just for further.
It looks like it's I didn't have Marshall last time.
Oh, so they added a second location.
Okay. Yeah, so David Humphreys and Sodom. Okay, and then Marshall and Sodom. So they're going to do two at the two stop signs.
So they're going to hold it in two different locations, which is about 150 feet from each other, basically.
And the rain date.
And there's no rain date. Yes.
Rain date was on there, but...
I think what was changed on this one, Mr. Garfalo, was the second location of
two Washington locations. Sodom. Yeah, that's it. Okay, so that's the difference. All right, so it's just weird we're having two so close together. I mean, literally one street apart, right?
Yes. I think what they're trying to do is catch the people cutting through up to Marshall, up to Pulaski Highway, and then the people going up David Humphreys. So they're trying to get more bang for their buck. No pun intended.
Yeah, no, they have a stop sign at one, but the other one just, maybe they'll be on David Humphreys and not on Sodom.
Yeah, that
there's no stop sign on Sodom right there, but the one at Marshall, there is a stop sign.
Yeah, there's a three-way stop at that intersection they're talking about, Sodom and Marshall Lane. You have the one coming down Marshall. You have the one coming over from Sodom from THC, and the one coming from David Humphreys. There's a three-way stop, so they'll be very protected in that area, I think.
David Humphreys. Isn't there just a stop sign on David Humphreys and not on Sodom there?
No, there's three-way coming down from like you're coming down from the dump on Marshall Lane.
Yep, that's a three-way.
That's a three-way. Yep, and then on David Humphreys, there's only one on coming down on David Humphreys. You're correct.
Yes. Right, like if you're coming from your firehouse down the hill, there's just one there. The people on Sodom don't stop, so I'm not sure where they're going to be standing.
I think last time I saw them, they were standing on David Humphreys.
That makes sense. That'd be a lot safer.
Yep.
All right. I'm fine with that. So
I'll take a motion.
I'll make a motion that we accept the changes on this thing to add the, was it Marshall?
Yep.
And Sodom, yeah.
I'll second it. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. So move. And I think that is all we have on today's agenda. At this time, I will taking a motion for adjournment.
I'll make the motion.
And I'll second it. All right. Thank you all. Everyone have a good week.
Thanks, Chief.
Good night, gentlemen. Thank you.
See you next month.
See you, Jesse, Mark.
Take care. Have a nice holiday, everybody.
All right, you too.
Have a good one.